election officials Tuesday defended their use of a controversial database for finding voters who are also registered in other states. Democrats worry the database could be used to target minority voters, but election officials say they're using the data as a starting point, not the final word. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
CrossCheck is a system used by election coordinators in dozens of states, including Tennessee. Its purpose is to find people who are registered to vote in more than one place. But critics say CrossCheck produces nearly 200 false positives for every one person who's actually voted twice. The reason? It works by cross-referencing names and birth dates. And in a country with about 250 million potential voters, there are bound to be thousands of matches. Mark Goins, Tennessee's election coordinator, says officials are well aware of the system's limitations, so they don't jump to conclusions.
We are painstakingly thorough when we're looking at who needs to be removed based on that cross-check. So we just don't look at the list and say they have a matching name, date of birth, we're going to remove them. We follow the process.
That process includes checking signatures and contacting voters by mail. Democrats worry, though, the follow-up may not be enough. They note that low-income people tend to move more frequently, meaning they might be harder to verify, and they say some minority groups tend to share names more often. They agree duplicate registrations should be removed, but they argue this system isn't the way to do it. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.